It's time to unleash your inner cowboy with the Earn Your Spurs podcast. Now here's your host, Alyssa Barnes.
Welcome to episode number 32 of the Earn Your Spurs podcast. I'm your host, Alyssa Barnes. The topic of today's show covers a new sport, if you will. Or maybe it's a new twist on an old sport. I'm not really sure, but either way, Will Stevens is taking the goat roping world by storm. Yes, I can hear you now saying, goat roping? What are you talking about, Alyssa? But probably if you're in Texas, you're not saying that because goat ropings are becoming a really huge thing. And what I think is so cool about goat roping is that it's really easy to get started. You don't need a horse. You don't need fancy equipment. You just need a rope and the ability to run out of a box down the arena swinging your rope after a goat. It really sounds like a lot of fun. And they have a big event in Vegas during the NFR each December. So there's a slight possibility that if I get brave enough this year, maybe I'll go out there and enter up. Will Stevens is a lot of things, including a rancher and a sheriff's deputy. And in the last few years, he's been able to add goat roping event producer to that list. He was a lot of fun to talk to. So without further ado, allow me to introduce you to Mad Goat Productions, Will Stevens. Thank you so much for being here today. I really appreciate you coming on the show.
Well, I appreciate you wanting us to come on there. You know, anytime we can get on and talk to somebody a little bit more about stuff, you know, the way we always look at it, Mad Goat brings the Western way of life to the urban society, one goat roping at a time, you know, so we're excited about that.
Yeah, and that's fun. It's kind of funny because, you know, it used to be that, like, in high school, and it was probably a little bit before my time, but, you know, it was kind of a derogatory term to tell the people that, and maybe not in Texas so much, but call people that wore cowboy boots to school goat ropers or hicks or whatever. But now it's cool to be a goat roper now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it was a derogatory term back when I was a kid. you know, I don't hear a goat roper. No, I don't rope goats. And now we've come full circle and I put them on. So, you know.
Yeah. I know nobody actually roped goats when they called them goat ropers, but now it's actually a thing.
Oh, yes, ma'am. And it seems like it's getting bigger all the time.
Yeah. How did you get into putting on goat ropings?
Well, the way it started, a little background on me, I'm a deputy sheriff. I've been in law enforcement 31 years now. Everybody had approached me about running as county commissioner in our county. And so we ran for county commissioner about 4 years ago. And they asked me one day, what do you want to do for a fundraiser? I said, let's have a goat roping. It's supposed to be fun, so let's have fun. And so we started a goat roping for a fundraiser. And it grew to leaps and bounds that we would never have ever imagined. Something that started out as to earn some money for a campaign has turned into a major business now.
That's crazy. So what kind of people did you get to come out to that first one that you put on? I mean, was it a pretty diverse group?
Oh, I had everybody from businessmen to, you know, the throwdown hard team ropers, you know. I think the first one we did for the campaign fundraiser, I think we had like 600 teams there, you know, and it was really fun. And I've got three boys that range from the age of 28 down to 24, and we got to talking about it, and they said, Dad, why don't you take this thing on the road and start doing it? And I'm like, you're crazy. It'll never make it. Oh, no, Dad, with your personality, it'll make it. I'm like, okay. So we started doing little jackpots at some of the cowboy churches to kind of help them out with, you know, with helping them a little bit with their fundraising kind of stuff. And then the next thing we know, we're at the Wrangler National Finals producing it out there during the – at the Sands Expo with their country Christmas. And
wow.
Then we just keep on growing and growing. And then I ended up taking over the Texas Junior High Finals and doing it down there. And then the next thing we know, we're at the Texas High School Finals. And last year, we went to the National Junior High Finals, the National High School Finals, and we got so big into the goats that now we're the stock contractors for the goat tying event at all those events also.
Wow. Tell us a little bit about how a goat roping actually works. I mean, tell us about the setup and kind of what you need to get into goat roping.
Well, the biggest thing it is, it's just like team roping, other than the fact that we use goats and that you're on foot.
Mm.
What we did was we produced team ropings for years. And, you know, team roping got, even to this day, team roping is getting where it's kind of expensive on the cowboys to run up and down the road and do these jackpot ropings because, you know, you got to have a $50,000 truck. You got to have a $100,000 trailer. You know, a good team roping horse, if it's a good one, is going to cost you over $20,000. So the expense has gotten so high for, you know, the team roping. And on our end, it got so high just to produce it with the cattle being as high as they were that what we have done is we've taken the industry and made it where anybody can afford it. And what's great about it, anybody can do it. This is the only sport I've ever seen in my lifetime that you can walk in the arena with a world champion and have just as much chance to win as he does.
Mm-hmm.
You know, team ropings aren't like that. You go in there and it's going to be the best of the best win. But with these goats, you never know what they're going to do. They may come out and jump clear over your rope or run straight or cut to the left or, you know, it has been the most, well, we kid ourselves, but our biggest logo is we call it the most fun you can have and still tell your mama about.
Oh, that's pretty funny. So what kind of money is up at these deals? I mean, do you get some pretty big jackpots going?
Well, we are fixing up. Mad Goat is taking goat roping to the next level. In April, on the 18th, we are doing the world's richest goat roping in Lampasas, Texas. And our company alone is putting $5,000 to the pot.
Wow.
The pot could turn into a $50,000 pot before it's all said and done. Yes. I mean, we keep our entry fees very low, which gives people the opportunity to enter more times. You know, for a $100 bill, you may enter, you know, 10 or 15 times. Where at a regular jackpot team roping, $100 bill is going to get you about 5 runs, and that's all you're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we kind of took the industry by storm. My biggest deal is, I guess it's my aggressive nature about being a deputy sheriff. If I'm going to do something, we're going to be the biggest and we're going to be the best at it. If we can't do that, there's no sense doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I always want our ropers to expect the unexpected with us. You know, a couple of years ago, we gave away a 2-horse slant out in Vegas that was a customized trailer. It had a customized wrap on it. And what we had done is all year long, people had qualified to win the trailer, and it was a drawing type deal.
Mm.
If you roped, we took your entry form, cut it in two. The heater had a chance at the trailer. The header had a chance at the trailer. And it was so funny. A boy from Vegas, who's one of the singers on the strip, came to the Stetson Country Christmas, never caught a goat, and ended up winning that trailer.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
You know, and that's what's so great about the deal. You know, I have 4 grandchildren, and this is the only sport that a grandfather can go and rope with his 6-year-old granddaughter.
Right.
And, you know, have the chance to win just as much as you do at a jackpot roping. To tell you the truth, what we want to do is eventually, Mad Goat wants to eventually do a truck roping where we give them 2 trucks away. You know, I want this thing when people talk about the biggest ropings, you know, that year, I want them to mention the U.S. roping in Oklahoma. I want them to talk about the World Series roping in Vegas. I want them to talk about the George Strait. And I want in the next breath go, hey, don't forget that world richest goat roping they do every year.
Yeah, that's amazing. So I know probably a lot of your events are centered in and around Texas right now. And then those other big events like the high school finals that you mentioned, are you kind of getting some more events spread around the country?
Well, yes, ma'am. in the March issue of Spin to Win magazine, they did a article on the growing sport of goat roping. And what happened was they wrote the article and, you know, about every other paragraph had us quoting something. Mm. So what it's turned into, people have read this magazine and now they're calling us about what to do about goat roping and this, that, and another. And some of the guys are wanting me now to kind of basically like the World Series does and like the USTRC does. Basically, we sanction their goat roping so they can use Mad Book's name and have qualifiers. And those people that win their ropings qualify to come next year and rope in the world's richest goat roping. So we're looking into that. We think that's going to be a great deal. We can get it spread all over the United States that way.
Yeah. So other people can actually provide the goats and put the event on and just you sanction it so you don't have to be everywhere at once.
Yes, ma'am. I mean, we have one PN right now that we travel everywhere with. Well, we've gotten so big that we book so many events on the same day. My son now, he runs another crew. I run a crew. He runs a crew. Memorial Day weekend, he'll be at the Chris Neal Roping in Guthrie, Oklahoma. I'll be in Gonzales, Texas, doing the junior high finals. Mm. We turn around again, and I'll be in Wyoming. He'll be down in Gonzales putting on another roping. And we are trying to make the deal work with Denny Gentry from the World Series Roping. We are trying to make it where next year in Vegas, I'll be at the Sands Expo Center. He'll be over at the Orleans putting on another goat roping over there for Denny. So we just want everybody to get a chance to experience something that a lot of people will never have the chance to. That's the reason I love going to the inner cities and stuff. Some of these kids will never, ever get the chance to experience the cowboy way of life. Well, we might not be able to give you the whole experience, but boy, we can give you a pretty good taste of it.
Yeah. And it's kind of cool because the way it's set up, it's really easy to get into. And I'll ask you about, you know, kind of what you need to have to do it in a minute here. But I think that it's cool because so many times people that are new to rodeo or new to horses or new to getting into the Western lifestyle, they feel like such outsiders because they're not experienced and, you know, and sometimes people aren't super friendly at welcoming them in, but it seems like everyone's kind of on equal ground here.
Oh, and that's the whole thing that we have learned with it, that what we love about it, you know, when a rodeo comes to town, everybody wants to be a cowboy. Well, right. We're giving you this chance. I don't care if you're a banker. I don't care if you're a school teacher. I don't care if you've never picked up a rope in your lifetime. Come out, crawl in the goat roping pen. If you've never roped, give me about 30 minutes to teach you how to swing one, and you have got a chance to catch you one. You know, my deal is, like I told you, I've been a police officer for 31 years. But the last 20 years, I've been one of the DARE officers here in McLennan County. So I teach the drug program. So it's all about the kids with me anyway. And I like to take this thing to some of my schools that will never, you know, they're inner city schools. These kids are never going to get a chance to go out to a ranch or go to, you know, compete and stuff. And we'll take it out there and we'll just set it up and let them play, you know. Yeah. Get out there and chase them goats. I could care less. You're not going to hurt them.
Yeah.
You know, and you've never seen the kind of excitement on a child's face that has never had a chance to swing a rope that catches one. You know, you would think he was the world champion calf roper when he
right.
got there. You know, that's the greatest thrill we get out of it. But on the other hand, some of our goat ropers get pretty intense. You know, we've had world champions walk into our arena. Alan Bach ropes with us a bunch out in Vegas. His son Joel ropes with us. Joe Beaver, who's one of my, you know, dearest friends, we supply the goats for his superstar calf roping that he has every year down here in Texas. I cannot get Joe to come in the goat roping pen with me because he's always telling me, you know, Will, if I miss, it's going to ruin my reputation. I'm like, well, you're true. That's so true. No. I was going to tell you, and another one of our friends, Adam Gray. You know, Adam is a great kid. I mean, I kind of consider him like one of my children. I always give him a hard time and call him and say, son, what are you doing this week? You know, oh, dad, it's okay. I'm being paid, you know. but Adam won't step in the goat rope and bid with it. No, I'm not missing it. No.
That's pretty funny to see some of those great ropers, you know, world champions. They're intimidated by a little goat.
Yeah. Probably the best goat roper I've ever seen in my lifetime is JoJo Amons. Mm. That boy will put on a clinic at a goat roping. He'll rope right-handed. He will rope left-handed. He rope across the chute. I finally have to tell him, JoJo, get out of the pen. You're scaring everybody.
Yeah, he's not afraid to get in there with those goats.
No, JoJo is a great guy. And I tell you, he's got two little boys that are just, I mean, they're the cutest little things you'll ever see in your lifetime. And you just put it in your calendar and you mark it when those boys are about 18, 19 years old. They're going to be some world champions, I promise you. And that's what's neat about the goat roping pen. We see so many of these kids at the junior high level, the high school level, that if you'll sit there and watch them, you can see that they'll be world champions in their lifetime. They've just got the determination. They've got the go-to. They've got the heart of the champion. I mean, they're going to be there. And it's going to be neat, you know, 10, 15 years down the road to be in Vegas with them and go, you know what? I can remember when we was in the goat roping pen and you were roping goats.
Yeah. And so many of these kids too, the ones that are really serious about the roping, they've got goats at home and they're practicing healing them all the time. So, you know, they're probably pretty used to roping goats.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. There's one little kid that follows us around just about everywhere we go named Clayton Downing, who's down here from Temple, Texas. And it was funny, a couple of years ago, we were out in Vegas, and I can always tell Clayton's voice. He could be in a crowd of 1,000 people, and I can pick his voice out because he always calls me Pappy. And we were out in Vegas, and I hear him coming down the aisles in the Stetson Country Christmas. I wonder where Pappy's goat roping is. And I turned to my son. I said, that cannot be Clayton out here in Las Vegas. And he comes walking up. He goes, here I am. Let's rope some goats.
Got a pretty big fan there, it sounds like.
Yes, ma'am.
So, well, first of all, I want to ask you, if somebody wants to enter one of your events and they want to kind of get practiced up beforehand, what's the best things that they can do? Like, what kind of a rope should they go by? I mean, are most of these guys using little short ropes or regular, you know, nylon team rope and ropes, or what are they using, first of all? And then how can somebody kind of get practiced up to go to one of your events if they don't, you know, have goats at home?
As far as the ropes and stuff go, what we do is, because we are using a littler animal than a team rope and steer, we use the smaller ropes. You know, every rope company has what they call a kid's rope. Right. Cactus carries them. Classics has them. We have been fortunate enough that 2 years ago out in Vegas, we met Brad and Christy McDonald, and they own Trinity Ropes, which used to be Smart Ropes. Then it was turned into Bach Ropes. It was basically the ropes that Alan Bach had he invented them. Well, then this year, Christy and them said the good Lord, you know, talked to them. And so they took a big chunk of their money and just bought Alan out and turned it into Trinity Ropes. They're very Christian oriented people. So hence the name Trinity Ropes. Even the first T in the Trinity looks like a cross. Mm-hmm. And at the time we were in Vegas, Cactus was one of our sponsors. And they said, what is it going to take for you to come on board with us? And I'm like, I'm pretty happy with Cactus. Cactus has been good to me. Mm-hmm. And on the ride home, I don't know. It was like somebody talked to me, and it was like a voice in my head. And we switched over with Trinity. At the time, it was Bach. And, we rolled with them. And then right before the national finals this year, Christy called me. She said, Will, we're changing the name to Trinity. Are you going to leave us? And I said, I will leave you the day that you tell me to leave you. Until then, I'm going to run up and down the road, and I'm going to push your ropes, and we're going to, try to get people using your ropes. Out of all the ropes that we get, they send you, when you're sponsors, what they do is they just send you a box of robes.
Right.
And by far, just picking a rope up out of a box and using it, they are the best feeling ropes I've ever touched. And, and it's like, man, this is great. I don't have to really do anything with it. I can just pick it up rope with it. But, you know, all the rope companies, I mean, they make a great kid rope. You know, Cactus had a great one. Cactus was good to us. They would make, you know, different colors and stuff for us. Christy and them make different colors. Matter of fact, Christy and them make a rope. It's the Mad Goat Rope by Trinity Ropes.
Oh,
and,
nice.
You know, it's got our logo on it. And like in Vegas this year, we were out there, some of them kids, we had some of our ropes, and they said, how much? You know, we told them the price. And I said, boys, I'm just going to tell you, you better stock up on those. They said, why? I said, that is the last batch of Mad Goat Ropes made by Bach Ropes. That's the last batch of them. Next year, it'll have Trinity all over them. And so I don't think we came back with one rope from Vegas. But as far as the practicing and stuff, you know, a bucket not on the ground that you're tossing at, that you can pull the slack out before it hits the ground. Great practice for the goat roping. If you do have an opportunity, you don't have to have a whole herd of goats like we do. I mean, if you drove on our place at any given time, there's anywhere from 200 to 500 goats in the padlock, at the padlocks down there, because we just have to supply so many goats so many places. I'll give you an example. Des Moines, Iowa, I'm going to have to take right at 300 goats up there by itself. So, you know, that's a trailer load.
Yeah.
But if you do have a chance to go get you a goat at the sale, or you've got somebody, you know, that's got dairy goats or something that's got some 30, 40 pound kids, what you can do is you can take that one kid, stake it out in your yard with a little. What we've done is we usually put it's almost like a dog lead kind of chain on them. And you take a piece of PVC pipe, drive you a stake or whatever, a T-post or whatever you've got in the ground, take that chain, tie it to it, put your PVC to it. That way it keeps that goat at a certain, you know, length away that it can't keep dodging and darting back and forth. And basically what you just get behind it and just trail it around. You can head it, you can heel it, and it'll give you the best runs that you'll ever have. You know, it's just like team roping. The more you practice at it, the better you get.
Yeah. Those kids that always have a rope in their hand wherever they go from the time they're big enough to swing one. Those are the kids that really go on to be successful in the roping.
Oh yes, ma'am. And that's kind of the way Mad Goat really got its start. You know, my boys, like I told you, I have three sons. At one time, each and every one of them worked for the USTRC. So I was always going with them, and, you know, I made some great friends with the USTRC, and I'd always see those poor kids, you know, they just walking around, swinging a rope, maybe roping a dummy in the corridor of some coliseum, and all the people griping at them, put your dummies up, you can't rope in the hall. And I just kind of felt sorry for them. So one day I got with Mike Qualls. I said, hey, would you mind me coming up here and setting up my pen to give these kids something to do?
Yeah.
And dude, you talk about just take off. Cause now the kids have got something to do while mom and dad are in there roping.
Right.
And I guess it's been pretty much a God bless, because, you know, a lot of the parents know who I am. They know what I do for a living. So they felt comfortable sending their kid down there with me and leaving him down there.
Yeah.
You know, at the junior high finals, I was telling you about Clayton a while ago. His mom and dad have got my cell phone number, and they'll call down to the goat roping pen and hey, is Clayton down there? Yeah, he's here. Well, we're fixing to go eat dinner. Ask him if he wants to go. I'll ask Clayton. No, I want to stay here. And I'll tell his mom and dad, say, hey, you know, when we get finished roping, I'm going to take the crew and get something to eat. If you don't mind, he can go with us. And, you know, well, has he got any money? I said, don't worry about it. If he ain't got any money, I got his dinner. It's no problem.
Man, you're a heck of a childcare provider.
Yeah, I'm not real sure if I'm a goat roping producer or a babysitter, you know.
Either way, I'm sure that you're a godsend to all those parents that are, you know, I mean, it's tough when you're trying to go down the road and rope and and you got kids to worry about and take care of. And I mean, I know as a kid growing up, going to horse shows and stuff, we were always entertaining ourselves and playing in the dirt or whatever. But it's nice to know that your kids are have something to do and they're staying out of trouble.
Oh, and you know, that's a lot of times what we tell, you know, a lot of rodeo associations have no earthly idea what goat roping is. Like when we send a bid in for something, you know, they don't know really what it is. And then we kind of explain it to them. Oh, okay. Well, what's the benefit to us? Well, one of the benefits is I'm gonna pay you a vendor fee just like any other vendor. But the biggest advantage is you don't have to worry about these kids that don't have anything to do walking around tearing stuff up at your facility, because they're going to be over there with us. And, you know, one of the biggest things I always, whether I'm there or my son's there running a crew, no kid is ever left at the end of one of our goat ropings at that arena by themselves. Mm-hmm. You know, we will hang around until a parent comes up, or a lot of times we know where their parents' trailers are parked. And when we get through, we'll load up all the stuff, get them in the pickup with us, and we'll drive them to their trailer and say, you know, get out. And their mom and dad go, oh, thank you. We didn't even know he was there. And I'm like, no problem. You know?
Yeah, I'm sure that's pretty huge. So the other thing that I noticed that you do on your website is you put on horseless ranch rodeos.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. That was just something else that we wanted to put in our kind of our, I guess, our bag of tricks, I guess. Our big deal is you know, it's always surprising. Everybody thinks we're goat people. To tell you the truth, I didn't know anything about a goat until we started doing this. My son showed goats, you know, basically when he was younger, just until he got big enough to show cattle. And, you know, we run about 300 mama cows. So it's hard for everybody. Oh my God, we thought you was a goat man. No, not really. And, our biggest deal is very seldom with our cattle, very seldom do we ever get up on horseback, because our cattle are some of those South Texas wild brimmers that see a horse and a dog and go stupid. But I can walk out there on foot and pin any one of them. And so we got to talking one day. I said, you know what would be kind of cool for like these cowboy churches? I don't know how the cowboy churches are where you're at, but a lot of the cowboy churches, it's not the working cowboy that goes to that church. It's the people that want to experience the Western way of life. They want to get back to a more simpler way of life. So a lot of these people can't compete in the ranch rodeos because, you know, they may not be that great of horsemen, and, you know, but they really want to compete. And so the first one we ever did was at our cowboy church. I said, you know what? Let's do it all on foot. They said, how are you going to do a ranch rodeo on foot? I said, well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to do sorting. We're going to do pinning. We're going to do doctoring. We're going to do branding. And then we're going to do loading. I said, we're going to use yearlings that can't really hurt you unless you just get under them and they just stomp you to death. But with 5 men on the team, I'm hoping somebody gets them off of you before they hurt you. So we did the first one. Such a big success that it got where people are calling us all the time to come do them. And we've gotten so busy with the goat roping, it's hard for me to take the time away from it to go produce one of these horseless ranch rodeos.
Yeah. But
I mean, it's basically everything is done on foot. We turn the cows out in the main arena. Your team of 5, it's up to you to bring them down and put them into a littler pen. It's up to you to, like, we'll do the branding or the doctoring. You know, we call the number out. You've got to rope that calf. You've got to flank it. You've got to go down and put a chalk mark on it, like you branded it, or a chalk mark on it that you've doctored it. Then we'll do the sorting, where you've got to sort one out of the herd and put it by itself. Like, basically, just like you were working your cattle to go to the sale barn, and you've got one that's not going, and the rest of them are going to the sale. So you sort that good one out, and you got to load all the rest of them in the trailer.
Hmm.
You know, it was funny. The first one we did, we put a team in, and it was me, my boys, and one of my nephews. And we got through doing it, and I didn't really pay that much attention, but everybody was just like quiet in the stands. And I'm like, I wonder what's wrong. You know, we didn't hurt nothing. And one of the guys that is, he's a working cowboy. I mean, that's what he does for a living. He walked up, he goes, I have never in my lifetime seen anybody do all those events that quick on foot. Like, Rusty, this is what we do all the time. This is what these boys have been raised to do this, you know?
Yeah.
And it ended up, we ended up getting beat that day by like a tenth of a second. And I'm like, I was kind of glad we got beat. I was like, I don't want them to think this was rigged.
Right. So,
it kind of falls into the same category as the goat roping. You know, it's just to give people a chance to compete that may have never gotten the chance to ever compete.
Yeah.
You know, our society, especially with what I do, our society, I've watched it for the last 30 years. We've gotten away from that good old Western way of acting, you know, where a man's handshake meant something, where your word was your bond, you know. And I want to bring it back. I want these kids that never had that chance to see what it's like, you know. Even the grown people. I mean, there are people 25, 30 years old that have never had the chance to compete at that level,
right.
You know, and it gives them that chance. You know, it's kind of like the cowboy churches. That's the reason the cowboy churches sprang up and have gotten so big in the United States. People are looking to get back to those good old family values where Sunday afternoon you go sit down and eat at grandma's house, you know. And that's what we want to bring to people, you know.
Yeah.
That's our biggest deal. Our company is family owned. It's family ran. This year is kind of a little different because we've gotten so big that I'm having to hire some outside people to go help us. And it's interesting, though, all these boys that are going to help us have pretty much been around me ever since they were a kid because they were my dare kids. Matter of fact, Clayton, the boy we talked about earlier, he's going with me this summer. I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to handle him all summer. I might be begging mom and dad to come get him, you know.
Yeah, I love that you said, you know, that you're talking about how people are just really looking to get back to those values. And I often say people are looking for more authentic experiences, and especially those who live in an urban environment and aren't exposed to those types of things all the time. So I think that's great that you're offering those experiences for people.
Well, you know, one of the things we do during the Heart of Texas Fair and Rodeo down here in Waco, I've ran the security for the Heart of Texas for the last 20 years. And a couple of years ago, we started a media day for the rodeo where we come out and we produce a goat roping. And what they do is they bring the actual contestants from the rodeo and they come out and rope with our local media and the Heart of Texas is sponsors. So it gives those people a chance to actually compete with a PRCA cowboy as their partner, you know, and it, you talk about a success. I had some of the sponsors or some of the local businessmen I was talking to the other day, and they said, oh, we've always heard of it. We've never participated in it. Now we know what it is. We're going to make sure we're there next year, you know?
Yeah.
And it's funny, because we give buckles away every year. Montana Silversmith is one of our big sponsors now. They the buckles they give us are the same buckles that they give away at the national finals. The only difference is they have the PRCA logo on them, and ours has got Mad Goat Productions logos on them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to turn into a bloodbath because some of them cowboys get so intense wanting to win that goat buckle. You know? I'm like, come on, boys, y'all got a go-around buckle hanging on your belt. Why do you want this goat roping buckle? Never had one.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool. I could totally see that, you know, somebody's got hundreds of team roping buckles, but they never had a goat roping buckle. So they have to have one.
Got to have it.
You know? Yeah.
Got to have it. I mean, that's why we're looking so forward to April. You know, this is a big venture for Mad Goat. I mean, we brought it to the city of Lampasas because we wanted a town that would take it in and make it their own, that it was the birthplace of the world's riches. We've been thinking, though, to give a lot of cities a chance that, yeah, Lampasas may be where the birthplace was, but we may move it from city to city every year just so you get a different batch of people getting a chance to do it. You know, because, I mean, we get phone calls every day from I had a phone call from Washington the other day. They said, we don't do goat roping up this way. What would it would take to get you there? I'm like, a lot of diesel. That's what it would take. And then that's when we started talking about doing the sanction ropers. He goes, well, how would you? I said, here's what we do. We would just send you basically a breakdown list of this is what Mad Goat expects if you use our name, that you use this many goats for this many teams. The payout is like this. The prizes are like this. And I said, it would be so cool to actually have qualifiers that, you know, come next, not this December, because I just, you know, you think about it, December's still a ways off, but in our line of work, it's not.
Right. You know, yeah, I get it.
we've got to start planning for it now. And, you know, to be able next year, you know, run it all the way up till probably November with the qualifiers and then say in Las Vegas during the national finals on this day and this day, we're going to do the world's richest goat roping and take all the qualifiers. And on the last day, we're going to give away, you know, I don't think it's crazy to say we're going to give $50,000 away. Mm-hmm. You know, I think you would have people basically knocking down everybody's door to try to go do a qualifier.
Yeah, you know? For sure.
So I've always told like these Cowboy churches and everything. I said, if you ever need anybody to come give testimony about what the good Lord has done for them, you call me. Because mm-hmm. who would have ever thought a campaign fundraiser would turn into a major business? You know, it was funny right before we got on here, I was doing our calendar for this year. And I think from starting from March the 26th till December the 13th, I think I'm home maybe every other week. You know, our sheriff has always given me a hard time. When are you going to leave me? I said, the day you tell me I can't go do my ropings anymore.
Oh.
I said, I'm giving y'all 30 years. I said, I'm able to walk away anytime I want to. I said, but,
yeah.
I still enjoy teaching the DARE classes. I still enjoy getting in there talking to the kids. But, you know, it's going to come a point that I'm going to have to go, well, is it
right?
Are we going to roll with Mad Goat, or am I going to keep, you know, trying to do both at, you know, the same time?
Yeah, that's a tough thing to keep all your balls in the air when you're working on so many different things at once.
Oh, yes, ma'am. And it's like I told you earlier, you know, my wife also owns a cafe in our hometown. My youngest son's getting married in November, so all the girls are off dress shopping today. And so two of my sons up here at the cafe with me and my grandson, and we're trying to hold it down and try not to lose any customers from my wife, because she might not be happy with me if I did. So.
Yeah, she might not turn you loose in there for a while either.
That's it. You know.
Well, that's great. I'm so glad you could come on today, because I think this is just a really cool thing that you're doing. I love that you know, obviously you have a lot of passion behind this. It's not just something that you're doing to make a buck. You really want to bring this to people that wouldn't otherwise have access to it. And I think that's so cool.
And you know, and what's neat, the article in Spin to Win, you know, it kind of put a, you know, I guess it kind of spotlighted the sport of goat roping. And we were fortunate enough that one of the major arena builders, you know, you've got Preferred, you got WW, and you've got Red River Arenas. Well, they contacted us, and now they're going to start mass producing our goat roping pin and put it for sale on the market. So wow. all these people that are wanting to get into the sport of goat roping, here's your chance. They're going to – the pin that you can buy is the exact pin that you will see us from – you know, until Red River doesn't want us anymore. I told them yesterday, they said, well, you won't leave us to go somewhere else. I said, here's the thing about me. Y'all might as well know it. I'm real loyal to people. So until you kick me out, I'm going to be bothering you. We're going to keep rolling Red River.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, we don't meet very many people like you. I'm like, you know, and that was what was funny. We was talking about handshakes and stuff like that. You know, in a major deal like this, you have to sign contracts and all that deal. And me and the owner, Justin, were dealing with the contract yesterday. And he goes, there is so much jargon in this contract I don't understand. I said, you're telling me, I said, I deal with law, but I'm not into the lawyer stuff. I said, Justin, here's the way it works. Because I took all my equipment to them yesterday, and they pretty much just took our equipment and looked at it. And then me and Justin got out there with his engineers. And I told him, I said, this is the arena that we use now. I said, but I've got these ideals that can make it the, you know, better, that could make it the best thing going up and down the road. And Justin, you know, looked at me and the engineers looked at me like I was, you know, I thought I had 12 heads or something the way they were looking at me. And one of the engineers just finally looked at me and said, and you're sure you're a deputy sheriff? I'm like, yes, sir, I'm a deputy sheriff. He goes, you know too much about what needs to be done with this. I'm like, sir, you don't understand. We're in a arena somewhere every weekend producing one of these. I said, and if I can make it easier on me, if I can make it easier on my staff, if I can make it better for the ropers, that's what we're going to do. So I told them, I told all the boys when I got home last night, I said, you know how we have the top of the line Dodge arena, you know, like our arena is compared to the top of the line Dodge Dually. I said, the arena that we're fixing to start carrying is going to be like the Mercedes-Benz of the roping arenas, you know. So we're really looking forward to that. You know, I'm just really excited about the future with Red River. And I'm excited for the people that can get into it now. Because we've had kids that want us to build them chutes and build them arenas. And we'll tell them, guys, we'll build you one, but it'll take us 6 to 8 weeks. And a lot of these kids don't want to wait that long. You know, they want it right. They want it right then. They'll ask me, no, I want your arena right there that you're roping in. I'm like, I can't give you my arena. I got to go another place. But what's so great about Justin and them, now, let's say I'm in Gonzales and a kid wants to buy the arena that we're using, I will sell it to them right there and call Justin and them, and they'll have me another arena built by the time I get home.
Wow.
So, you know, that's what's great about it. I really and truly think this is going to take the sport of goat roping to the next level, because you are going to be able to get people that can start producing Mad Goat production sanctions ropings, because they will be using the same equipment that Mad Goat's using.
Yeah. And that'll be huge for any of those places that want to sanction their own events, because it'll be all they need is the goats in the arena. It's like, once they have the setup, just add goats and you're good to go, right?
That's it. You know, you know, and what I think is going to be cool, you know, there's going to be some of those sanction ropings that the crew of Mad Goat shows up and helps you work them,
right?
You know, just kind of a, I don't know, just kind of an extra bonus to the people that they're basically being loyal to us. You know, hey, we didn't want to tell you, but we'll be there. If you need our help, we're right there for you.
Yeah. So
I just think there's just such a great future for this sport. I mean, it's growing it bigger and bigger by leaps and bounds. We can't beat the people that have come on board with us. You know, when we first started this deal, Farini Boots, as to give you an example, Farini Boots, a lot of people had never heard of Farini Boot when we started. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we had talked to Ariat. We had talked to Tony Lama. You know, we'd talked to Justin. And we got to talking to Farini. And, the deal was, Farini was, it was basically kind of like us. They were trying to do something for the Western community that a lot of boot companies had never done. Make a great cowboy boot that was affordable, that the common man could afford. And so we worked a deal with them, and they started supplying us with our boots. And then the next thing you know, they're supplying our contestants with boots. You know, we'll give some boots away when somebody wins. And it was such a great feeling this year in Vegas to walk down the aisles of the Stetson Country Christmas and see how many people, see how many vendors were now carrying Farini boots.
You know,
Mr. Farini, I don't understand half the stuff he says because he's got a very strong Italian accent, but, He is basically told me, he said, you're not going anywhere. And I'm like, okay, I'll hang with you forever. Wrangler, they've been great to us. Robert Lieber with Wrangler, I contacted him a few years ago, and Robert asked me, he said, what can you do for Wrangler that no one else has been able to do? And I said, well, not to brag on us. I said, but how about I bring a whole brand new generation back to Wrangler?
Mm.
And he goes, how are you going to do that? I said, most of our contestants are from the age of 8 to 21. I said, Robert, I've raised three boys in the rodeo industry. I said, if a company gave me a pair of blue jeans for winning a roping, I don't care if they're Walmart brand. I'm going to get my kid that pair of blue jeans.
Yeah.
And he called me the other day. He goes, you've done what you said you were going to do. He goes, there's so many kids now back to wearing Wranglers. I said, you know, I said, it's just the way the society has gotten now. I said, if we can give back to a family that may have four or five kids, you know, and a lot of times what we're doing is right before school's starting back. So they're getting, you know, their school supplies and their school clothes for the next year. If I can walk up there and hand, you know, a family that's won a rope, and if I can hand them four or five certificates to go get their kids new blue jeans for school, man, we're, you know, you would think that we were Santa Claus or something.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I mean, and I think that it's so neat to think about goat roping as sort of like a gateway into the Western lifestyle for people who, you know, don't have access to it otherwise. A lot of these people, they're going to get into goat roping and then they're going to go on to other things as well, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, we've had kids that started out at the goat roping level. Now they're competing at the junior high level. They're competing at the high school level.
Yeah.
You know, and what we've always said is, if you can rope a goat, you can rope about anything, because the goats are the hardest thing I've ever roped, you know.
Yeah. So. Well, that's awesome. I'm really excited about this, and I'm glad that that you could come on the show today and talk about it. If people want to learn more about Mad Goat and all the stuff that you're doing, where is the best place to find you online?
The best thing, you can go to our website, madgoatproductions.com, or what is the better place is actually our Facebook page, Mad Goat Productions. Go like us on our Facebook page, because I am the world's worst about our website. You know, it is hard for me to just time-wise to get on that website and go up there and update it. But when we go to these rodeos and when we go everywhere, I've always got my smartphone and we can always, you know, punch in what we're doing, where we're going. I got real bad about, so many people were asking, well, what do y'all do on the road and where are y'all going? So now it's a big joke with all the boys that I shoot a video when we go and when we come back.
Awesome.
And they were giving me a hard time about Wyoming last year. They were like, Dad, we could tell by the end of Wyoming, you were wore out, because just not your bubbly self that you usually were at the first. I said, boys, it's been a long rodeo season, I promise you.
Yeah, I bet. That's a long one, too. Well, I really appreciate you being here today. I just have one final question to ask you. It's the same question I ask all my guests that come on the show. And that is, what do you think is the most important quality for any good cowboy to have?
I guess the most important quality for any cowboy, whether you're a working cowboy, whether you're a person that strives to be that cowboy, is your integrity and your heart. If you've got your heart and you're set that that's what you are, then, you know, nobody's ever going to be able to knock you down and say, no, you're not really a cowboy. You live in town. You're not really a cowboy. You're the wrong color. You know, cowboy is it's not where you work. It's not what you do for a living. It's the heart. It's the image that you project. You know, going back to what we talked about earlier, the good old fashioned values of your word, your bond, your handshake means something.
Mm-hmm.
And people never, ever question if you say, I'm going to do this. Yeah, it may take me a couple of days, but it's going to get done. You know? And I guess that's the biggest part of it.
That's a great answer.
I hope so. I mean, that's the kind of way we look at it. I mean, you know, our family has been in ranching ever since I was big enough to put on a pair of cowboy boots. My grandpa, my uncle, my mom, even my mom, she's probably a better cowboy than most grown men I know, you know, so, it's just the way we do things. If I walk up like Justin with Red River, I said, dude, I would have done this thing on a handshake. Because he said, I would have too, but you know how our lawyers are. I'm like, yeah, I know exactly how our lawyers are. But it's that way of life. So many people are looking for that. they want to get back to it. They want to get back to the family way of life. Our society has gotten to be where we're such a busy society that, you know, we've got 1,400 things going at the same time. And what it's really doing is it's just taking away what really makes the world go round. It's the family part. It's not how much money you make. It's not how many buckles you've got on your belt. It's not how many trucks you're running up and down the road. It's what I've got at home. You know, it's that little kid that you go home to. It's that new baby that you have. That's what's important.
Well, thank you so much, Will. This has been really great, and I wish you all the best with Mad Goat. It sounds like things are rocking for you, and I hope that continues.
We appreciate you letting us come on, and if we're ever close where you're at, come see us.
I would love to. I plan on being in Vegas this year, so maybe I can come see you there.
Well, come see us, and we may let you walk away with one of those championship buckles before it's all over.
That would be pretty cool. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. I hope you enjoyed that interview with Will Stevens. If you're looking to get into roping, there's really maybe not a better way than to do it like this, especially if you don't have the means to go out and buy a horse and all the equipment that you need to get started team roping. This is a good way to develop your roping skills without making a huge investment and to see if it's something that you really want to pursue. Maybe even contact Will and see about putting on your own goat roping event wherever it is that you live. Thank you so much for listening in to this week's episode of the Earn Your Spurs podcast. You can find a link to this episode at earnyourspurs.com/episode32. And as always, you'll find the links that were mentioned in the show there as well. Thank you so much for listening in. I really appreciate you, and I will see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Earn Your Spurs podcast. Until next time, happy trails and spur on.